98.1 KZE. On the line with me today is Azra Dowd. She is the Andrew W. Mellon Curator of Academic Programs at the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar College. Azra, thank you for hopping on with me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to speak with you today. I know you guys have a very busy season.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit. You have many exhibitions up right now, but I believe we want to talk mostly about the exhibition Conversation happening on May 1st for Water Bodies.
Yes. So as you mentioned, there are many new exhibitions currently at the Loeb. And what's interesting about all of these exhibitions is that they're all in their own way critically looking at the theme of landscape, or rather land and access to land. And so Water Bodies is a solo exhibition for an artist and researcher, Sadia Rahman. Mm-hmm. And it too is looking at questions of land and access to land.
So can you start by telling me a little bit about Sadia Rahman and their background?
Yes. So Sadia is a research-based, multidisciplinary artist and educator. And for many years now, they've been building this amazing, thoughtful practice around issues of dam-induced displacement. Mm-hmm. And the human and environmental costs of dam construction. The work also engages with themes of home, displacement, and migration.
Yeah, I mean, these are obviously very timely themes, as well as timeless themes, because these are issues that have been going on really throughout human history. How does Sadia kind of take this conversation and interpret it in a visual art context?
Yeah, so the remarkable thing about Sadia's practice is that they work across a range of media. Mm-hmm. And so they produce sculptures, prints, video. And one of the kind of really fascinating things that Sadia does is work on site-specific wall drawings. Mm-hmm. And at the Loeb as well, there is a site-specific three-dimensional wall drawing that Sadia has produced, and they produced this on site in February.
Wow.
Sadia's work really emerges from the history of the Indus River, which is a river that flows through Tibet, Kashmir, and Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And in part, it is also, or in large part, it is also emerging from their family history. And I can tell you a little bit about that if we have time.
I would love to know, yeah.
Yeah, so in the 1960s and 70s, the government of Pakistan built the Bela Dam, which is one of the largest earth-fill dams in the world. And it was a World Bank-sponsored project. So the construction of the dam displaced nearly 100,000 people and submerged over 100 villages underwater, including the villages that Sadia's father's family lived in. And so this, dam construction is hailed as a national heroic feat, but the construction of dam also devastates families and communities. And when the waters in Terbela go down, when they fall, you can see evidence, you can see an index of this displacement because ruined fragments of the villages and structures, they reemerge. Mm. So this is a story that Sadia has been interested in. And in working on this and speaking with community members, with family and doing research and travel and talking with environmentalists, they really, started to think about global histories of dam-induced displacement. So the beginning with the Indus River, but then really kind of thinking about global sites.
Yeah,
as
absolutely.
Well. Yeah, well, the great thing about Sadia's practice is that they're very, this is something that they've been building and doing now for some time, and it's a new body of work, but they've been doing this for a few years, and they, in their role as an educator as well, they're quite generous in terms of how they talk about the work and how they, bring us all along and make us understand the stakes of you know, make us understand what is at stake. Mm-hmm. So there's a fair amount of, the practice is really, I think, characterized by a lot of educating, a lot of bodily work, for sure, because imagine doing, you know, this 15 by 18 foot wall drawing on site, and just a kind of generosity of practice and vision and a very collaborative nature as well in terms of their work.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a little bit as well. I know you had mentioned Vassar has a founding collection of Hudson River School art, and tell me a little bit about how you've been thinking about that lately.
My colleagues at the Loeb, as well as Vassar students that are working with us, are brilliantly and critically reevaluating Vassar's founding collection of art from the Hudson River School, which, as you may know, is a 19th century fraternity and movement that depicted these pastoral, idealized landscapes that were usually devoid of humans, of technological change, environmental change, and inconvenient histories, such as the history of indigenous people in this land, or the history of chattel slavery, which lasted much longer in New York City than most of us realize. Mm-hmm. And in these works, water is everywhere, right? So it's really interesting how present it is, but how there's not necessarily how present it is in these works. And I think what Sadia's work does is it brings a critical lens into the shaping of water bodies, and it brings into focus these latent themes of manifest destiny that these Latin themes of manifest destiny that undergird these landscapes. It also simultaneously expands outwards into global histories of dam displacement and shifting waterways.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can certainly see the connection. And I think it's amazing that you are rethinking it. And of course, the Hudson River School is, it's beautiful artwork, but, you know, that doesn't mean that we can't look at it critically.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Azra Daoud is my guest today on KZE by phone from the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar College. This Thursday is the exhibition conversation with artist Sadia Rehman about water bodies. That's at 5:30 p.m. in Taylor 203. Is there anything else we should know, Azra?
The event is free and open to the public. And the Loeb galleries will be open late on Thursday till 9 p.m., so when the event ends, we'll have a reception afterwards and the galleries will stay open late.
Beautiful. That's a great opportunity to go and check out the galleries after work.
Yes. And I hope that many of you can make it.